Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You found out you're going to have a baby, but before you pick out a crib or decide what color to paint the nursery, you'll be faced with an even bigger choice, deciding how and where you'll give birth. There are several options for women to consider: the traditional hospital birth, a birthing center, or an at-home birth. And then there's the people you want by your side. They can include an OBGYN, midwife, doula, in addition to your spouse or other family members.
There's a lot to think about and many choices to consider as you come up with a birthing plan. And as women seek to have a more personal, intimate, and comfortable birth, there's a growing number of birthing professionals to choose from. Who are they and what do they offer? Here to guide us through the variety of birthing options available to women is Dr. Jill Heckman, Medical Director of Tampa Obstetrics in Tampa, Florida.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Heckman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's start with the current state of traditional hospital births. A lot of women are seeking a birthing experience that is intensely personal. They want natural. They want to be inclusive of family members. And hospitals are responding with a variety of options during labor. So, for example, a woman can move around during labor. She can have a nurse midwife or doula present in addition to family members. And she can even choose to have her newborn room in during her hospital stay and mostly stay in her room rather than in the nursery. So we know that hospitals have different policies, and that varies from location to location, state to state. But generally speaking, what can a mother-to-be expect when she gives birth in a traditional hospital setting?
Like you said, hospitals do have certain policies. For instance, in Tampa, Florida, we usually have a limit to the number of people inside the room, and that's merely a safety issue. If there's too many people and an emergency occurs, we need to get out quickly, then it makes it a little bit safer. Different hospitals also have photo and video policies that are different. In fact, between two of the hospitals I go to, the policy is different, so I would talk to the hospital about that. But the truth is, with people trying to, like you said, become more natural, the hospital has made some advances, I would say, over the last couple of years that really have impacted that. So, for instance, skin to skin, where we put the babies directly on the mother's chest after birth for approximately an hour. This helps the baby transition, brings the heartbeat down, helps the baby to start breastfeeding, and really provides a very nurturing environment. So that's one. They also are doing skin-to-skin with C-sections as well, so it's not just with vaginal deliveries. You discussed rooming in. That is one. And then the last one that I think is kind of new and recent is to make the more natural experience is to do delayed cord clamping. And delayed cord clamping is when, instead of just immediately clamping the cord and cutting it, the doctors are waiting approximately a minute to let the baby and the mother kind of equilibrate after the baby's born. And what that does is helps to increase the blood that gets to the baby, and it makes things a lot better for the baby in the first few weeks of life.
So a few of the things that you just mentioned, I think, came out of scientific research as much as it came out from pressure from moms-to-be who want a more natural environment. But what about the other warm and fuzzy things? Like, aren't hospitals making an effort to decorate a little bit better? Pediatric wards are trying to do that, warm things up and be less institutional in general. What are some of the other extra things that are going on in the hospital?
You will see an improvement in what the room looks like. I think they're going to great efforts to renovate and make it look warm and appealing. Some rooms have bathtubs in them to let the mother labor in the bathtub at times. Most hospitals, they're not promoting water birth, but for laboring purposes, it's nice to have the bathtub. They're also doing like special steak dinners for the night after you deliver. For women who are in hospital on bed rest, they're offering hair and nail services as well as massage. So kind of the creature comforts that go along with, you know, being stuck in the hospital.
Lorraine and I are staring each other open mouth.
A manicure and a steak dinner, I'll take it.
I'll give birth tomorrow. But if we get back to the medical issues involved, you were talking about limiting, at least on the patient side, limiting the number of people in case there is an emergency and everybody has to act quickly. Who is typically on the delivery team in a hospital birth setting?
Your doctor or your midwife delivering the baby. There is a labor nurse. Most hospitals have a baby nurse to take care of the baby once delivered. Usually you'll have a tech who assists in delivery, hands the doctor's instruments, suture material if it's required. And then occasionally, if your baby needs a little extra support, the neonatology team could come. And that's essentially the neonatologist or their nurse practitioner and some nursing staff that would deal directly with the baby.
I don't want to move to our next birthing alternative without asking you about what the standard medical interventions are when you're in a hospital setting. For instance, is it routine to get an IV? Is it routine to be strapped with a fetal monitor? Is that standard?
Both of those are standard. Nowadays, their fetal monitors are mobile. So you describe being strapped too, but that doesn't mean you have to be in bed. Sometimes, depending on your clinical situation, could walk around and be monitored at the same time. And the IV is definitely standard.
So the bottom line of giving birth in a hospital, could you just succinctly tell us the advantages and possibly a disadvantage?
I mean, I will for sure tell you the advantage are it's the safest place to deliver your baby. What I generally tell my patients is that anything can happen at any time, and when you're dealing with delivery, minutes make a difference. And so having your IV placed, having a physician available to do emergency surgery, having the equipment ready for that emergency surgery, having the capacity to take care of a baby who might not be doing well on delivery, all of those things make hospital birth the safest and best route for delivery. There are ways to make a hospital birth more natural if that is something that you desire. So, for instance, if you know you and your doctor work something out that you want to be intermittently monitored or you'd prefer not to have the IV, as long as parents know the risks associated with declining the intervention, then you're still in a safer place to deliver.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Raff.
And we're discussing birthing options with Dr. Jill Heckman. She is Medical Director of Tampa Obstetrics in Tampa, Florida. So, Dr. Heckman, you mentioned even with women who have low-risk pregnancies, you want them to consider the traditional hospital birth. But as soon as a woman hears that she is a low-risk pregnancy, she does start thinking about the birthing center because, again, it's kind of, you know, drilled into their heads, oh, I want to be as natural as possible. And birthing centers, you look at the literature, you look at the videos, my goodness, they are gorgeous. So talk about those birthing centers. What is the appeal beyond the visual?
They're usually independent facilities that take healthy, low-risk females. They tend to offer a more low-tech, comfortable place for childbirth that's safer than home. Okay, so it's the kind of the middleman I would describe. You're not delivering at home. They do have some things to acutely take care of you, but you're not at the hospital. They don't usually do inductions or cesarean sections there, but they do have the basics like oxygen, an IV, medications, and infant resuscitation equipment that can help while you await transport to the hospital.
So a birthing center is typically, although it may be freestanding, it is associated with a hospital in most cases?
Not necessarily.
So if you choose a freestanding birthing center and something happens, you're risking valuable time lost.
Well, I think when you're discussing if you're going to choose whether to go to a birthing center, one of your most important questions is who is your backup doctor and what facility? And make sure that they have one. Most do.
In a birthing center, who delivers the baby?
Usually a midwife.
Could you just briefly describe what training they have?
Yes, there's actually three different types of midwives. the certified nurse midwife, the certified professional midwife, which is also known as a certified midwife, and then they have lay midwives, okay? And the differences are the certified nurse midwife is an RN, so a nurse who has graduated from an accredited nurse midwifery program. They take national tests. They're credentialed. They can be credentialed in over, you know, in 50 of the states, and they're probably your best trained midwives. A certified professional midwife or a certified midwife, it's also known as, these are non-nurse midwives. They've completed an accredited midwifery program, but only a few states will allow them. So they don't have the basic nursing training that a certified nurse midwife has. And then last is the lay midwife who, you know, could be you, who decided that she wants to deliver babies and really has minimal training.
And how does the lay midwife compare to the doula, which is a term we're hearing more of?
The doula does not deliver babies. The doula is a trained professional who provides basically physical, emotional, and informational support to a mother before, during, and after her delivery. The doula is essentially a birth companion.
So you're saying the lay midwife is delivering babies but has no training? Or just not that's recognized?
Her training, she doesn't have recognized training.
Recognized by?
No certifications, you're saying, by
exactly.
Any organization.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Are these folks allowed into the traditional hospital setting, by the way?
No.
No.
The certified nurse midwife is.
Okay,
but
yes.
Very, very few states or hospitals allow the certified professional midwife because they're non-nurses.
And how about the doula? Can that be a companion in the birthing center
they
and the
can
hospital?
Absolutely. And we, you know, most hospital programs have doula programs.
You mean people that want to be trained to be a doula?
No, they have like affiliations with a group of doulas that come in.
I see.
Usually for patients who have not a huge support system, and so they help the patients who wouldn't necessarily have your mom or someone else in the room that could help you.
Does insurance cover childbirth in a birthing center?
Think so, but I'm not 100% sure, actually.
Right, and it probably has to do with whether it's affiliated with the hospital. Linda,
Maybe.
Did you have another question about it before we move on to home birth?
I just wondered. I mean, you know, you will say everything in the world that you want the most natural childbirth, but once something kicks in, some people want their pain relief. Do birthing centers provide pain medications?
They can provide narcotics like morphine. But you're not going to be able to get an epidural or any of the newer agents like nitrous oxide at a birthing center.
So to finish this segment on birthing centers, who makes the best candidate to use a birthing center?
A low-risk patient with no medical problems, maybe a history of normal pregnancies. You know, you can never guarantee, even if someone has had 5 prior perfect deliveries, things could happen with the 6th one. So I think people just need to take note that and remember, you know, you can make the choice to go to a birthing center. However, you know, you got to know the risks. Like, I'll give you an example. In April, ACOG said, which is our governing body, April of 2017 basically said women should be informed of the risks and benefits based on recent evidence, and there are fewer medical interventions with birthing centers or home birth, but it is associated with more than a 2-fold increase of perinatal death, which is 1 to 2 per 1,000, and a 3-fold increase in neonatal seizures and neurological dysfunction.
Well, that makes me almost not want to ask my last question, but I will go there because there are a number of women who point out that hospital births are a relatively recent practice and that women have given birth at home for thousands of years. And these home births are appealing to them because there's little medical intervention. The birth happens in a comfortable, familiar place, and family members can take an active role. So, with all this in mind, how common are home births? What percentage of births in the U.S. are planned home births?
Back in 2012, the latest research showed about 1.28% of all births were home births.
Why do you think women choose planned home births?
I think fear, really, is probably my would be the biggest reason. You know, one of the things I tell my patients is that pregnancy is one of the worst states of being in the unknown, right? You have to go for 10 months with a lot of unknowns. First, we worry if the baby's okay. Then we worry if the baby's growing. Then you're going to have a delivery. You don't know how it could go. And so I think that drives women to feel that they want to be in control. And if they feel that they're at home with less medical intervention, they're more apt to be in control.
So how risky?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's funny that you say, because patient control is perceived as a different thing, and you know the medical outcomes. How risky is an at-home birth?
I don't recommend it at all. And I do what I can to try to convince those patients to deliver in a birthing center or a hospital and just talk about different options for low risk, low intervention.
Did they ever have certified nurse midwives deliver babies at home?
Yes, they can.
I wondered who the team was at home to make sure everything stays as planned.
Any of the midwives, any of the three different types of midwives.
Are there situations when a planned home birth is not recommended? And I realize you don't recommend
yes.
it to anybody, but in particular, if someone were considering that as an option, when should they just write it off and say, this just isn't going to be for me because fill in the blank?
Great. Multiples, so twins or triplets. If you have a history of a prior cesarean section, if you have a known high-risk pregnancy, like with preeclampsia, high blood pressure, thyroid, you know, anything high risk, or malpresentation. So if your baby's breech, for instance, those would be contraindications to having a home birth.
Our topic has been birthing options. Our guest, Dr. Jill Heckman. She's medical director of Tampa Obstetrics in Tampa, Florida. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Heckman.
Thank you.